Hello.
Welcome to In-Game Chat for Saturday, December the 10th, 2016. It is Season 10, Episode 49. I am Scott.
And I'm RJ.
And that's our cast. But if these things could speak, well, Sub-Zero would probably say an explicative. Scorpion would say hello. Is there a name for that?
Lord of Cinder.
Lord of Cinder, okay. He would say...
Hello!
Right. And, yeah. And then Corvo would say something behind his mask. So, welcome to the show, everybody. Real quick. For video editing purposes. I remembered this time. I'm going to try and make that a regular thing. Actually, you know what I'm going to try and do? Figure out why it's got a delay in the video and fix that part so I don't have to clap. That's what I'm going to try and do. Anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. It is just me, and it is just RJ today. Matt will not be joining us, which is always a bad thing, but if you're going to make the best of a bad situation, we've decided to use his space and fill it up with all our collectible toys from all these collector's editions that we've bought over the years. Now, currently what you're seeing on the camera is the mask from Dishonored 2, Corvo's mask, which this is the first time I've actually taken it out of the plastic and everything else that it was entombed in. This is the first time I've taken it out of there. Mm-hmm. That's really, really good. I mean, it looked very well detailed, but on the inside, I mean, that's just really nice. Really nice work on that mask. Very impressive. Put it this way. I wanted to bring my Last Guardian thing, but that thing looks way too... I don't want to drop it might break type situation. I mean, it looks really, really well put together. Mm. I mean, I'm worried about, you know, dropping the mask and that sort of thing, but there's plenty of those out there right now. And I could get another one of those, but for whatever reason, Last Guardian holds a little bit of a higher spot for me to not want to bring it and damage it, which is not the most expensive thing that I brought, by the way. The most expensive is not on the camera. You cannot see it, but we will show it off. And it is that very, very rare Uncharted 2 Special Fortune Hunters Edition thing. Mm-hmm. That is extremely rare. The knife replica thing that comes inside of it is still sitting up on the mantle at the house over the TV.
Yep.
I decided not to pack that in and bring that with it or anything like that. But the box itself and what came in it, that's all... it's extremely rare, more so for the fact that, and I'll try and show this to you when we get around to it. This is going to be for our second hour, but more so in the fact that everybody that worked on the game has autographed that box. Mm-hmm. So even that, some of the game cases that you see below, my hand's on camera. Some of the game cases down here, those are, all from Naughty Dog. It is Uncharted 3, Uncharted 2, Uncharted 4, and it is The Last of Us, all autographed by everybody that worked on those games. Well, I take that back. Uncharted 2, Uncharted 4, and The Last of Us are all people that worked on the game. Uncharted 3, I believe, has Amy's signature on it, but the rest of it is everybody that voice acted in the game. So it's got Nolan North's. It's also got Claudia Black.
Claudia Black,
yeah. Yeah, it's got her signature on there and a couple others. We'll look through them. When we get there from that. So anyway, that's what this show is going to be about today in the second hour. We've also got loot crate boxes that are tilting a little dangerously towards the camera right now. But we got loot crate boxes to open up in the second hour. Chris, who calls in all the time, he's going to join us in the second hour and bring in some of his stuff as well. So it's a big collector's edition episode of In Game Chat. And this is what happens when Matt's not here. We have fun. Not that we don't have fun when he is, but man, to bring my toys and get to go through this stuff, I'm suddenly having a new idea for a radio show. Talk about toys.
Okay.
I'm not kidding.
No, it could work.
We'll do a little toy review.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Toys, some of the collectibles and all that,
like,
good
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, not going to the Target and grabbing up the newest Ninja Turtles that released
or anything like that. No,
I'm talking about, you know, the really nice decorative things that most people look at as toys, and we look at them as fan things. I don't want to say investments, because I really don't see any of this stuff as an investment.
I would just call them collectibles.
Collectibles, yeah. Yeah. But anything can be a collectible if you're crazy enough.
If you like it enough, yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, anyway. yeah, exactly. It would be a radio show that we'd be talking about this. It's audible, but we're showing off toys and things like that. I don't know. Yeah, that'd have to be something we'd have to do online. Who knows? Whatever. We got a show that talks about video games on the radio, so why not have a show that talks about toys on the radio? Mm-hmm. Hey, if you'd like to get in touch with us and tell us how crazy these ideas are, give us a call. Our phone number is 334-272-9228, 334-272-9228. Chris, if you're listening, when you get here for the second hour, pull out your cell phone, call the request line, and or call that phone number, 334-272-9228, and let us know you're downstairs. We can let you in. Check out ingamechat.net for all the links to get in touch with us. You can find us on Twitter at ingamechat. You can also find us on Facebook. You can email us, everyone, at ingamechat.net. We are streaming right now on the videos, on the internets. We're streaming with the cameras. Go to twitch.tv. Type in game chat in the search bar up on the top there, and you'll be able to find us, and you'll be able to see all this money that has been spent on this table. Although those video games, those were given to me. But the Dishonored and the Dark Souls and the Mortal Kombats and everything else we've got, well, just got the Catherine thing. Because that Uncharted stuff was given to me. Mm-hmm. But by the way, every single one of those games, Last of Us, Uncharted 3, Uncharted 2, Uncharted 4, I actually went out and bought. Those were sent to me after the fact from the folks at Naughty Dog. But the copies that I have at home, I also have the regular copies of those because I had to go out and buy them.
Yeah.
Not only for the fact that I wanted to support them, but also for the fact that I wanted to play the games when they released.
Yeah.
And I was never promised ahead of time that this would happen. It was just anytime I asked for them or anything, if I knew it was coming, they said, we'll try and get it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Can't make any promises, but we'll try and get it out to you. And then when I didn't know it was coming, just kind of showed up. It's very weird. When I first started doing this show back in 07, February of 2007, later that year when Uncharted released, Sony sent me the copy of Uncharted along with a little coffee mug type thing that I still have. That was Sony that sent that. It wasn't Naughty Dog, but I didn't ask for it or anything like that. I had no idea how they got my name, but they sent it to me. I was like, oh, cool, Uncharted. And that's when we had, that's why. That's how it happened, because we had Neil and Bruce on the show for Uncharted 1. To talk to them about that. I remember that. That's exactly how they got my name, and that's exactly how I got the game. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Anyway, the Twitch, joining the chat room live while we broadcast. We got people in the chat room right now. Yeah. Who do we have hanging out with us? We've got, I'm letting it refresh here, we got Mumnut, we got the Gamer Me, Moltile, Hoopload 462, I like that. Cavalier UK and AC Wraith, also Lavos, who is always in the chat room. I imagine he's doing something. I didn't skip out on The Division. Gamer Me says, geez, Scott, you got me to reinstall The Division. You skip out. I did not. I have not skipped out on The Division. Trust me, I'm still playing that game. And by the way, tell me what your name is on Uplay so that I'll, because it's not, I don't think it's the Gamer Me, but tell me what it is on Uplay. But I'm still playing that game. In fact, just to jump into what we've been playing this week, I'll go ahead and start with mine. The Division is really all I've been playing. I've been going through that. I leveled up massively in that game. In one night, I went from level 10 to level 13 just by doing the story missions. And it was just boom, 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 boom. So that was nice to know that I could just move up like that. And I'm going to continue to try and do that. I'd like to catch up so that I can start playing with the rest of the group who are maxed out at level 30.
Yeah, I'd say level 30 was the max on that, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it is. I'd like to get up there to that point so that I can be helpful.
It shouldn't take too long. What, one to three days of good, solid playing, you'd be there in no time, wouldn't it?
You'd think that. I would love for that to be the case, but I can hardly find anybody to team up with to play through some of the main missions.
Mm. It was kind of like City of Heroes, where if you're going solo, you can get to a certain point, and then you have to get with someone to go to the next level of levels.
I prefer playing with other people on that. I think it makes it more fun, and it makes it easier a little bit.
Yeah.
To get through some of those main missions. So I prefer to play with other people. Mm-hmm. I like to try and sometimes play on the hard mode versions of the levels as well. My problem that I'm finding is that because I'm such low level, there's very few people looking to play on these early missions that I'm doing.
Yeah.
So that's...
Everybody's trying to move on.
My problem is the community. And I didn't necessarily grab this game because of the community. I grabbed it because, number one, it's cheap. It had gotten down to $10, and so I was like, sure, I'll jump in on that.
Not bad at all.
I'm very curious, though. I'm partly tempted to go do a red box of the PS4 version and see how easy it is to team up with people there. Like, are there more? Is the community more packed on PS4, spread throughout the levels,
right,
than it is on PC? I have no idea. I kind of figure it probably is, but. So I got it because it was cheap, but I also got it because James and Matt and Jeremy and Kevin and a lot of guys from the show were playing it, and some of the new content, I was getting them back into it. And in fact, I don't know if I have a new story in here for this one, but I know it was in my other one. The update they did to The Division, which happened either last week or the week before, week before last, the update they did to The Division brought the player base numbers back to what they were when they first launched the game, just for the update that they did. So that was good to see. Kael and we're talking about The Division. And if somebody could just ban that, that's okay, I'll do it right now. There we go. so, anyway, I got that for that, but I can't play with them yet because they're all way out level to me. So I've got to kind of grind up there and get to that level. It doesn't seem like it's going to be very difficult. It's just finding people to play with. And I know the gamer me says that he's out there with it. So, and I asked him to tell me what his name is. He hadn't done that yet. The gamer me in the chat room, tell me what your name is. I need to find you on Uplay. I probably already have you on Uplay, but it's not the gamer me, and so I'm not recognizing it. Boom. Anyway. So, The Division is all I've been playing. Okay. It is the gamer me. Gotcha. I haven't seen that name pop up at all. Are we friends on Uplay? I'm having a chat with somebody in chat over the air. I'll start sending messages and try and stop that. There. So, The Division's all I've been playing. I did jump into Pinball Effects 2. I did not go back to the Bethesda tables, but I went to those two Marvel tables that released back in September or October. And it was the Women of Power edition.
Right.
Had Squirrel Girl in it. And there were two tables. But I only remember the one table that had Squirrel Girl in it because I must have played that thing for an hour on ball one by itself.
Hmm.
I mean, that was really nice. That was the definition of a very high-scoring table. The ball is always doing something every time you're hitting it. So that was a really good table. I should stream that one at some point.
Yeah.
That is a fantastic table. So Let's see. Division, pinball. I did not play The Last Guardian. I'm going to. But I did not play it. I got it in. It finally showed up on Thursday. There was a delay in shipping for those special editions that came in through Amazon. And it finally got to me on Thursday. I opened it up and I basked in the glory. I posted a picture to our Twitter account. I basked in the glory of the steel book that came with it, which is a really nice steel book. The statue thing that's inside of it is really, really well done. Very, very detailed and just very nice, extremely nice looking.
Very much worth the price.
Exactly. Okay. I think so. Unequivocally, yes. Mm-hmm. So it's just really, really good. I put the game in the system, let it download, let it install, which did not take long. I let it download. And then I started the game, went into my options, configured everything, and then backed out because let me go make food. Because if I don't do that, I won't eat at all because I'll get in the middle of this. So let me make food. So I ended up making food, ended up not playing it. So then Friday rolls around because that was Thursday, and then Friday comes around, which is yesterday. And I noticed something Thursday night. I noticed something on the NeoGAF forum. Somebody had posted about a deal that GameStop was having, but it ended on the 9th, which was yesterday.
Right.
So I said, well, I've only got tomorrow to do this. Do I really want to do this? Is this something I want to do? I also read where Last Guardian, basically the best way to play Last Guardian, PS4 base model system is the worst you can play it on. PS4 Pro at 4K HDR or whatever is like the second best you can play it on. But to get the best visuals and the steadiest frame rate, PS4 Pro 1080 mode, I guess. Mm-hmm. Whatever that means, I don't know about that, but that was what it was sitting at, and it didn't really sway me. I was completely prepared to play it on my PS4 base model. I had no problems with that until I saw this post on GAF about GameStop running a special, and their special was you'll get a $50 credit trading in a Wii U 32 gig version, so that would be $175 trading credit on a Wii U. PS4 regular edition, you would get $175 for trading that in. And an Xbox One 500 gig, I can't remember what you get, but an Xbox One terabyte version, you would get $180 with the $50 extra credit thing. So I had a PS4. I had an Xbox One 1 terabyte system that I'd picked up on a Black Friday deal. I want to say 2 Black Fridays ago. I can't remember when it was. Maybe it was 1 Black Friday ago. Mm-hmm. But I said, okay, maybe I should do this. I added it up, and I was like, wow, I'll get $350-some-odd. A PS4 Pro is $400. So I'll get this turned in, and I'll be like, all right, $50, and I got a PS4 Pro. So Friday afternoon, during the day Friday, I was contemplating it and finally made up my mind to do it. And I didn't get rid, and I don't know if he's in the chat room. He is not in the chat room. And now I'm forgetting what his name was. The dude who's always like, Xbox is better than everything.
Lethal Migraine.
Lethal Migraine, that's it. Lethal Migraine's not in the chat room. I did not get rid of my Xbox One. Here's how that worked. Over Black Friday, Amazon had some weird deal that lasted for about an hour, where the Battlefield 1 Special Edition Xbox One S 1 terabyte version was $250. That's normally, right now, a 500 gig Xbox One S runs $300. So to find a terabyte version Special Edition Xbox One S at $250, I jumped on it. I never pass up a deal when it's something really, really good like that. And so I jumped on it. I was like, sure, boom, get it, you know? It finally showed up, so I had hooked that thing up, and I was like, well, now I've got this extra Xbox One, this 1 terabyte version Xbox One. I've got this PS4 Pro sitting here. They've got a PS4 Pro. Let's do it. So finally, going through all the steps that I had to go through to clear out my Xbox One, the old one, to get that done. Then I had to do this thing for the PS. Remember, I switched out my hard drive in my PS4.
Yeah.
I had to switch that back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a long, lengthy process.
Yeah. Backing up, the re...
Yes. All that is a very lengthy process, folks. So finally, at about 8:30, I was able to leave the house and head into GameStop and make the switch.
Mm-hmm.
And I got all that done. They were on holiday hours, so they closed at 10, which is good because I didn't have to worry about it. So I thought they closed at 9, but when I got there, like, no, we closed at 10. So they went through all the process and everything else and got everything done and ended up walking out of there with a PS4 Pro. And hooked it up last night and got it in. It got everything done. Had to download so much stuff. Not updates, but all my games.
Yeah, your games.
So I let that thing download overnight. Mm-hmm. And so that is the reason I still have not played The Last Guardian.
Right. You mentioned backing up stuff. I still remember backing up my PS3. Got to the point where eventually it was going to take literally 26 hours to back up everything. That was on USB 2.0. I think on a USB 3.0. Capable drive, it would be shorter, but it would be still the day.
Yeah,
the entire day would take to back up my PS3 stuff.
Well, when the PS4 came in, even before I, when the PS4 Pro, when I got to the house with it, even before I plugged it in, mm-hmm. I flipped it over, which I prefer. I prefer their method of switching out on the PS4 Pro than I do on the PS4 mm-hmm. regular. The hard drive access is in the back of the system.
Mm-hmm.
But it's on the bottom half of the back of the system, so you really turn the system upside down, and it's much easier to work with. This little piece of plastic pops off, and doesn't feel like you're breaking it when it does. But it pops off, and then you unscrew the usual, you know, the PlayStation screw.
Yeah.
You unscrew that thing, slide out the hard drive, replace it, slide it back in, screw that back in, pop it back on, boom. You've switched out the hard drive.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. It's already got a 1 terabyte drive in it, but the drive that I had from my previous PS4 was a 1 terabyte combo drive.
Mm-hmm.
Part HD, or part hard disk drive and part solid state drive. So it was a hybrid drive, which bumps it up a little bit faster than the regular stuff. So I made the switch and put it back in. I have not played a single game on that system yet at all. Mm-hmm. I didn't get up till noon today, which is surprising. That's not like me.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go to bed late either. But every time I woke up, I was just, I'm going to go back to sleep for a bit. I got up at like 8, 10, and then finally woke up again. I was like, oh my God, it's noon. I've got to get up and get ready to go. So wasted an entire day. So, anyway, welcome to the show. We're going to take our first break here in just a little bit, and then when we come back, we'll find out what RJ has played, and we'll go over some of the news here. Like I said, Chris is going to show up for the second hour, and we're going to go over all this stuff that we brought with us to show you guys, and just have a nice little collector's edition. I tell you, so Veer Fortis is in the chat room saying that I slept in probably because of the cold weather. It makes me sleep in soon. So I'm playing this game right now with the weather, with nature, where and for those who might be listening online or who might be listening to the stream right now for the first time, we're located in Alabama. We're located in Montgomery, Alabama, and weather's kind of wonky here lately. It's been
schizophrenic.
It's started getting cold. First off, it hadn't rained in forever. Then we finally got rain.
Lots of rain.
Yeah. Then we finally got a lot of rain. And then it got cold. And forgive me for people who live in actual cold places. It's cold to us. Lows in the 20s is cold to us. So that's what we were getting last night. We're like lows in the 20s, and I think it'll drop back down again tonight. But by Monday, we got a high in like a high of 70 or something like that. So we're back up into it. So I play this game with nature where it's like, no, not until you show me consistent cold weather, I am not turning on my heater. I'm not turning on the air either, but I'm keeping it all off, saving money in the process. But I like to see how far I can go before I've got to turn that stuff off. And so I made it through last night without having to turn on the heat. It's cold, but... Yeah. And that may be what kept me in bed. I do not know. We've gone way off topic here, as is the usual case with this show. Anyway, when we come back, we'll go over what RJ has played. We'll go over the news. We'll talk about, I don't know, what do we have here? PlayStation 4's sales finally surpassed a massive number. What else do we have? I'm looking here. And we'll talk about Randy Pitchford for a little bit. Saying that, you know, the updated Bulletstorm game will not be free to people who already own the game. We'll talk a little bit about that. And if you've got an opinion on any of this stuff, give us a call. 334-272-9228 is the number. 334-272-9228. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more in-game chat after this. Here is music from Saints Row 3. Back to in-game chat. I don't know what this is from. It says title and end credits. I have no clue. We're going to fix all of this for the new year, which is coming up very, very soon. Just to let you know, by the way, we will not have a show on Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve falls on a Saturday. I won't even be in town. So, yeah, we're not going to have a show on Christmas Eve. It will be a replay. So just a heads up for that. RJ, buddy, what have you been playing, man?
A little smattering of Dark Souls, but the most part... 3-on-3 freestyle basketball opened up again. The free-to-play game from Joy City, a Korean video game company. Kind of like Sierra Online's freestyle back in the day. They opened up the beta again, so we all started playing that again. We got some online games with folks.
It's on
PlayStation 4.
PlayStation 4, okay.
Mm-hmm. PlayStation 4. Little online team basketball game we played. You know, typical fare. Have a character. Build him or her up to get your stats ready so you can... play better online and compete with other players across the country. Most of the time I've found myself being a assist person more than a scorer. A lot of folks online games like this, you know, they're obsessed with scoring, getting the most points, things of that nature. I'm more of a helper and an assist person. Kind of like in those games we always played, like City of Heroes, always the assist person, not first and forefront on damage or whatever, just backing everybody up and being support.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much doing the same thing here. It's pretty fun. I like the like some of the mechanics of it. The only issue I have with it is the shooting, basically. A lot of times the basketball games that I've played, it's where you press the button to shoot and you release the button at the height of your jump, and that gives you the highest percentage of the ball going in, right? But they give you this, they still have the same problem. It's still a shooting meter that you have to look at and release the button when it's in the right zone. Problem is, you can't see the zone that well. It says release it in the green area, but all you see is red and yellow. So maybe there's some type of situation you have to be in order to make the green show up. But for what I've played so far, it's never shown up for me. But beside that, like I said, I'm having real fun with it. Best played with friends, of course, instead of the random stranger that you get together with and have no idea what the plan is or anything like that of how to play together. But it's not finished yet, of course. They still have things to work on, but when they do, there's an option there called crew, and I think what that is kind of like what's in Destiny, your friends list or people you add to add to your file or whatever, people you can readily play with and then pick and choose them and ask them if they want to join or whatnot. Other than that, I've also played another free-to-play game on the PS4, exclusively on the PS4, called Let It Die.
Ah, yes.
I've been playing that as well.
I need to look into that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, A lot of comparisons to Dark Souls and whatnot, because of the control scheme, you know, weapons on your left and right hand activated with the left and right triggers and buttons and things of that nature. Nice little free-to-play game, but I think of how it works is you got this tower. It's a tower climbing type game, whatever. You know, start at the bottom floor and work your way up okay. to the top.
Not tower climbing like Catherine, right?
No.
Or like the part in Catherine we
no,
did.
No. It's just basically get to these floors of this building and get to the top. I think it's 30 floors. And you level up as you go along. Some places have, certain floors have like multiple rooms that you have to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's a little confusing. I'm looking at the map, like there's a, I think it's on the sixth floor. The sixth floor has, I think, four rooms on it. But in order to get to this one certain room, you have to make your way up to the eighth floor, which is only accessible if you get to some area on the fifth floor that opens up something else to get to the seventh floor.
Okay.
Yeah. So I had to get to the, had to go through this long way to get to the eighth floor, double back, hit the elevator on that level, and go back down to the sixth floor to get to that room that I wanted to get to. I think there's certain things, only certain things that you can pick up through the tower on mm-hmm. this level, right? So you do that, you know, as you go along, taking out enemies back and forth, go over and over again. I think the nuance about it is that if your character dies, you know, that fighter becomes a enemy that roams around the tower in the place where you died. So if you died on the sixth floor, that character is going to be roaming around the sixth floor with your abilities and stats and all that other good stuff, right? In order to get that fighter back, you'd have to spend money or use a what they call a death metal. And these things are you can buy them in a store, you know.
That's how they get around the free to play thing.
Yeah. Or you get them, I think, with daily awards for playing. You get like one per day. Or if you achieve certain challenges, you get like one or something like that. So it's possible to gather them up without playing, but it's going to be a long, as typical with games of this fashion, it's going to be a long, tedious process doing so.
Right? It reminds me, I'm going to the PlayStation store right now, which, by the way, they're having a holiday sale.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have new deals every single week going through the holidays, but so far, the prices that they've shown on games that were also on sale during Black Friday are, put it into perspective, the Batman Telltale game
right.
series, the full game for that in this sale cost $18, but over Black Friday it was $15.
Right.
So there is a difference. The Darksiders Collector's Edition thing, whatever that is, in this sale is $8, but during Black Friday it was $5.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not too hopeful of getting any kind of good deals out of this one. So,
only thing I had in that was I should have waited for Invisible Ink. Because I think that's free right now.
That is free.
For plus members, yeah. I remember buying that for $15, but that was months and months ago.
It is free.
Mm-hmm. But other than that,
we interviewed the guy who created that, actually. We had him on the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But as I was saying about Let It Die, you know, I'm having lots of fun with it. You know, it's not like groundbreaking or something to write home about, but it's fun and entertaining. It has its merits, you know.
Yeah,
it's pretty good to play with. All right. Now there's another thing in there about raiding other people's waiting rooms. I haven't been able to do anything like that yet. Mm-hmm. I haven't gotten with anybody else to do anything like that, so that's new to me. But I'm pretty sure I'll discover it eventually. And other than that, we had a little Marvel night at GT South, our local bar and grill and gaming tavern.
That's right. It was MVC 2.
Yeah, it was Marvel Capcom 2. We had a little short little tournament about that. We played that, had a really good time in that. Some friends from back in the Eastdale Mall days was playing. We used to beat the blank out of each other on a regular basis, right? They came back in town, and it was good seeing them again. So we did the same old thing we always did back in the arcade. Yeah, it was a real good time to have by all. And after that, we played some other Marvel things. We played Marvel vs. Capcom 1. We played that. We also played Marvel Super Heroes. Got some games in for that as well. And then, for whatever reason, we got together and started playing WWE All-Stars. Because the person who was hosting the tournament was starting to stream everything that we were playing. And also, Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3 got thrown in there with it as well. Had a grudge match between two of the players there.
I love All Stars, WWE All Stars.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I reviewed that for COG, and I gave it high praise all the way through. I just gave the one thing that kept it from being a big recommendation, and the problem with it, and I wish they had patched it or done something with it, was the load times are atrocious.
Yeah, they are. They are. It real noticeable. I'll give you that. Real noticeable. That was 2011, I think, when it came, wasn't it? 2011, I think.
I think so. THQ.
Yeah, THQ. Yeah, about 2011. So yeah, he had everybody unlocked, all the DLC, all the characters and everything was ready to go, and we had a really good time playing that. And matter of fact, to show how popular it is, you know, his view count shot up almost double when we started playing All Stars.
Oh
yeah,
wow!
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of folks love that game.
Man. I love All Stars.
Got a favorite wrestler in there?
Oh, for All Stars?
Yeah.
You can never go wrong with Undertaker because I'm a huge fan of Undertaker. But I don't know. I don't have a favorite in there. Okay. We'll just go with Undertaker for everything.
Okay.
Just pick him anytime he's involved. Undertaker there. You know what I found out? We're getting off on a wrestling tangent here.
Yeah.
You know I watch it. You watch it. Mm-hmm. PAX South is going to be in San Antonio the same weekend that Royal Rumble is going to be in San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
In January.
Hmm.
I might go to that.
Yeah.
So.
You might see Xavier Woods there then. If that's
He's definitely going to. Yeah. You know, he'll definitely be walking around PAX for that.
Mm-hmm.
NXT is having an event there on Saturday as well.
Oh, yeah. He'll be there.
So, I might go. I don't know. I got to find tickets and everything else, but, you know, I won't be doing anything else Sunday night.
Right.
Because that'll be when PAX ends, and then I'm flying back home on Monday, so. Might as well go out and watch the Royal Rumble, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, anything else?
No, that was pretty much it. Yeah, everything at GT South and the other two games I mentioned, 3-on-3 and Let It Die.
Just going to hit up a couple of other stories before we take our next break, and then because next hour we're going to be talking about all this collectible stuff we've got over here, and going to open up loot crate boxes, and Chris will be here to show off some of his stuff and everything else. We'll go over all of that in the next hour. So the Game Awards, which I was not very pleased with, but whatever, audience was up 65% this year over last year.
Mm-hmm.
That's great, and that's only going to have them avoid the things that I was saying they should do, which is scale the hell back. Stop it.
Yeah.
That's not going to do that for them, unfortunately. Audience up 65%. That is just fuel for the fire. That is ammunition to take to advertisers to say, look, here's our audience now. Mm-hmm. Could you buy us for next year? And that sort of thing. So
they love the musical bits. Let's add more of those.
My whole idea was if you stop adding the musical acts who have nothing to do with any of the games that you're showing off at the Game Awards, then you probably wouldn't be spending so much on this thing, which means you probably wouldn't need as much money in advertising, which means you'd have less commercials in your show and less product. Oh, horrible product placement and things like that. Is that the Razor Man, whatever, the Schick, Gillette okay. Schick, yeah. whatever Schick. It was. I don't know who it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was there, and there were plenty of placements where they had to do little involvements like that, and it was like, stop it. Just stop. that was my take on it, but obviously.
So you're seeing more, you think you're going to see more of the same next time around, right?
If it ain't broke,
don't fix it.
Right?
Exactly.
And so with audience being up, they'll just do it again. Audience will go. Maybe the audience will go up again. I really don't know. I have no idea. So we'll see. PlayStation 4 worldwide sales finally surpassed 50 million. A milestone achieved thanks to the launch of the PS4 Pro and the best ever Black Friday week in PlayStation history, according to Sony. They announced that the PlayStation 4 has cumulatively sold through more than 50 million units to consumers worldwide as of December 6th of this year. I'm trying to see if I can get some numbers here to let you know. But this is all from, there weren't any numbers on this. But yeah, so congratulations to them. Although I still think that Microsoft won Microsoft won the month of August, September, October, and I want to say they won November as well.
Mm-hmm.
As far as in that sort of competition with each other, who sold more systems, I still think Microsoft is winning in that regard. There's Lethal Migraine. He finally showed up. Hey, Lethal Migraine, you missed the part where I sold or I traded in my Xbox One and got a PS4 Pro. But also you missed the part where I already had an Xbox One S, and so I'm still in the Xbox family. I also traded in my PS3 and got that PS4 and got that PS4 Pro as well. So you missed that part of the show. Let's see, what else did I have? Sony is the market leader in virtual reality. That is unsurprising, only for the fact that their VR, I mean, if you put all the VR together, with the exception of Gear VR, the little, the cheapest one, or the cardboard thing, Sony's going to win in that regard. If you put the Vive, the Oculus, and the PSVR next to each other, and you say, who sold more, PSVR is going to win in that regard, just for the fact that it is cheaper, and most people already have a PS4 that they can use the VR with already. Yeah. So, so let's see, what else do we have here? I don't want to spend too. Let's do this, and then I'll close with the Randy Pitchford bit. YouTube, the game trailers, YouTube's leaderboard, the most watched video game trailers in 2016. Number one was Battlefield 1, the official reveal trailer. Mm-hmm. Number two was Call of Duty Infinite Warfare reveal trailer. Number three, Clash of Clans, Hog Rider 360. I don't know what that is, but it's apparently a game. I know Clash of Clans is a game, but I don't know what Hog Rider is.
It's an ad that popped up or something before you went to the video that you wanted to look at.
Yeah. Gears of War 4, that was number 4.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5 was Clash of Kings, which is another
ad
mobile game. Number 6, Overwatch, the animated short Dragons. Number 7 was starter Pokemon for Pokemon Sun and Moon were revealed. Number 8, FIFA 17, The Journey. Number 9, Watch Dogs 2, cinematic reveal from E3. And number 10 was Doom, cinematic trailer.
Hmm.
Those were your most watched video game trailers on YouTube. So then there's this thing about Randy Pitchford, and we'll go ahead and take this call real quick before we go. I'm thinking this is going to be Chris, and he's probably going to be downstairs. Hey, you're on in-game chat. Who's this?
I'm a crawdad.
Oh, it's crawdad. Hey. It's not a Chris. Hey, man. How's it going?
Oh, I had me a long nap today. I feel a little better. I sit up for a little while, turn on the radio, listen to my friends.
Yeah. If you have a computer, you should watch us because today's...
Oh, really?
Yeah, if you have a computer, you should go to... I always say this at the beginning of the show, but go to twitch.tv.
Twitch.
Twitch, you know, like a nervous twitch.
Okay.
Twitch.tv, not .com, but .tv.
Uh-huh.
And then in the search bar, they'll have a little search bar at the top of that page. Type in our show name, in-game chat, and then you can watch the show. I say that because we got a bunch of collectibles that we're showcasing on the show today.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so we've already got them set up on the camera right there. We're going to have more coming in the second hour of the show. So,
that'll be neat. I'll take a look.
Anybody who's listening and has the ability to watch this episode, I encourage you to try and do that just so you can see some of the things that we've got sitting out here and what we're going to be showing off in the next hour. So what's on your mind today?
You were talking about trailers for movies, or I mean games.
Yeah.
And I was on just watching TV, and I saw an ad pop up for a movie coming out, Assassin's Creed.
Which is based on a video game.
Which is based on a video game.
Yeah.
And it looked pretty awesome. I love sci-fi stuff.
Well, I am, so this year was supposed to be the year of, as far as the movies are concerned, it was supposed to be a year where maybe video games could start making their stand or taking their stand into a cinematic type world, I guess, because Warcraft released earlier in the summer.
Watch that, by the way.
Yeah, it got fantastic reviews, and it wasn't a bad movie at all, to be honest with you. But it just didn't do very well.
Is it because a generation of people or is it a generational thing? What, you know, what do you think that is? Because that was, you know, the amount of money and time that they put into that. That's millions and millions of dollars.
Honestly, it shouldn't have. It shouldn't have done. And I think in I think overseas it did fantastic, just like that game does very well overseas. But here at home, I mean, there's still a lot of people who play that game, and I would have thought most of them might have gone to see that movie. And but
oh, you're talking about ticket sales at the box office.
I'm talking about I was talking about the box office. Yeah, the movie was reviewed well. The movie was actually very good because I went and watched it. It was not bad at all. But the ticket sales on that movie were not very good. Were not what they were hoping it would be. Mm-hmm. It was I believe a failure to most of the studios for that one. And then I thought, well, hopefully if Warcraft can do it, and this was before Warcraft released, I said, hopefully Warcraft will be great because it looks really good and it'll bring in the numbers. And then Assassin's Creed will come in at the end of the year and hopefully be very, very good and bring in the numbers as well. I think between the two, I think Assassin's Creed's probably going to do better than Warcraft. They've been pushing the hell out of that movie. I've seen spots after spots after spots for the thing. And it also has a big, has a pretty big audience, a very already familiar with everything from the video games, and it's also releasing. It's not releasing in the summer like Warcraft did. It's coming out in, you know, in the December month where there's not much for it to compete with.
And that's the other thing. In the cold weather, a lot of times folks will say, "Well, what are we going to do? It's Friday. Well, let's go out to go to a movie."
Yeah,
they'll go out. They'll get a pizza. They'll go see a movie. Summertime, it's let's stay out till 8 o'clock and do something fun in our shorts and throw the frisbee.
And also let's go see a number of the other movies that are already out there.
Yeah,
there was plenty of competition when Warcraft released. So
you said Twitch.tv. Go up to the top right. There's a search bar. Look for in-game chat.
It's sort of top center, I guess. It all depends, but it's up near the top. You'll see a little search glass, magnifying glass thing you can type in and look for in-game chat, and then you'll be able to find it.
I'm going to do that.
Please do, and we appreciate you calling, man.
Always enjoy your show, and, you know, with the passing of John Glenn this past week, I was going to say this. My generation was the space race generation.
Mm-hmm.
We were all sitting there, you know, on the floor, watching the little TV, and my generation, we collected everything that was space related. I still remember having a baking soda powered rocket. You talk about a collectible.
Yeah.
You put the baking soda and the vinegar together, you pull the little switch, the two would mix, compress, and whoosh, this thing would take off. And it actually had a module that would separate when it got up high enough, and it would come down with a parachute, just like the original Mercury. It was stuff like that. Our generation, if those are the collectibles that you're talking about, I think it's a little different. But the marketplace for collectibles, there's some folks out there that will give their eye teeth for some of these things.
Mm-hmm. Do me a favor, Crawdad. Once you find our show, on Twitch, I want you to go to Google and type in our show name, along with which is in-game chat. Type that in and type in the name of Charlie Duke.
Charlie Duke. Okay.
He is an astronaut who actually stepped foot on the moon, and we got to interview him.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
So that was back in 2008 when we got to talk with him. But we were nothing but honored to be able to speak to this guy. They got in touch with me because I worked here at the radio station, and it was something about he was wearing some watches and they wanted to do a promotion. Could they come on your show? And all of us on the show back then at that time, there was more than we have here today, but very, very, very big into the space program and that sort of thing. And we jumped at the chance, and we said, we don't care if it's not game-related. We're going to talk to this man. You don't turn down an opportunity
of course not.
To talk to one of the 12 men who have stepped foot in the world, who have stepped foot on the moon. And so we jumped at the opportunity, and it was a really fun interview to have with that guy. So you can search that as well.
I will do that.
So, well, thanks for calling, man.
Thank you. I enjoy your show as always.
All right, man. Take care.
Bye-bye.
The thing about the thing with the Randy Pitchford thing, and he's saying that somebody tweeted him, said, well, owners of Bulletstorm on PC who have it on Steam, will they be given the upgrade version for free or at least heavily discounted? And Randy said it's not possible. It's a completely different publisher, era, platform. They were games for Windows only, product SKU, etc. He said it's just not possible. Somebody else said no special discounts for owners of the original game. You want to ruin sales of the game? And then Randy said, if that is a deal breaker for you, you should skip it. I don't know where, I understand there's a precedent out there for BioShock, whenever they did that. Skyrim did it when they did the remastered edition. But, and I can understand if this is just, if it's just Randy being Randy and doing what he does. But I, for whatever reason, I'm not mad over it. I actually don't plan on getting the game, but and maybe that's why I'm not mad over it. But I had to rebuy all three Uncharted games when I wanted. Yeah, when I wanted to play them on when I wanted to play them on my PS4. Kingdom Hearts is getting a remaster. I had to rebuy that. Last of Us, I didn't get that for free when they remastered that for PS4.
Yeah. The Resident Evils I've just bought.
The problem with this is that I'm listing all console games.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not listing PC games. And I can't think of a PC game that has had a remaster, although I am sure there are plenty where you've had to rebuy it in order to enjoy the remaster. Metro.
Mm-hmm.
Metro 20, Metro whatever, the I can't remember the numbers at the end of the Metro games, but they got remasters or redo, whatever it was. They got updates. They were discounted for people who own the originals, but you didn't get them for free.
Metro 2033?
Yeah, 2033, and then I think the sequel as well. But there's not many I can think of that haven't done something for people who already own the game if they're doing that on PC. I really got to stress that. But, for again, my interest in that game is so low that I really just don't care. Mm-hmm. I own the game on Origin. I have it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I got that free out of a Humble Bundle thing. So, again... It's just not something that's really too much on my radar. Let's go to the phones. This is probably Chris. Hey, you're on in-game chat. Who's this?
It's me.
Hey, you downstairs?
I'll be there soon. I'm just got off at the red light off the exit off 85, so I'll be there in a couple minutes.
Give us a call back when you get down there, okay?
All right.
Thanks, man.
Bye.
We'll let Chris in, and we'll get set up here, and start going over all our collectibles. The whole next hour is just going to be devoted to all these things we brought in and talking about our collectibles. If you've got collectibles that you want to talk about, you're more than welcome to call in and tell us about them. We'd love to hear about them. 334-272-9228 is the number. We're going to open up loot crate boxes that we've got back here. I've got an Uncharted case back here. RJ's got a Catherine box over there. And we've got Dishonored and Uncharted and Last of Us and Dark Souls and Mortal Kombat and plenty more, whatever Chris is going to be bringing in as well. So stick around for the next hour of in-game chat. Going to be a lot of fun. And don't forget to call in if you'd like to talk to us, ask questions about some of these things, or tell us about what you've got as well. 334-272-9228. Here is music from Blue Stinger. We'll be right back with more in-game chat right after this. And welcome back to the show. That is music from Ill Bleed. Oh, that's nice, yeah. Welcome back to In-Game Chat. Sorry, Chris is in the studio and he's unboxing all of his stuff that he brought. And that is not even the wrong... There we go. That's the one I was looking for, the one that fades out the music. Get it right. Anyway, welcome back to the show. This next hour devoted to all the collectibles, basically a bunch of money that we spent over the years. And it's not even... It doesn't even touch the surface, basically. Mm-hmm. Probably for any of us in this room. We're joined by Chris, who I don't have on camera here because we had positioned the camera so that it could focus on everything that he's going to be showing us. And you can see what he's got here in the PC...
PC Engine Duo.
The Duo, yeah.
Duo-R.
Duo-R, yeah. Don't forget that. Super CD-ROM video entertainment system. Incredible CD quality graphics with full... motion, video, and stereo sound. Plays all PC Engine's HU card and CD-ROM software. Plays music CDs as well as the CD plus Gs. You know what that is.
Yeah.
Then it gives your dimensions and your weight on this thing.
I remember them cards. There was like that for the Sega Master System as well. It had a little slot for these little memory cards, little cartridge lights, I guess. You just
Good
slide
Lord.
In
Look
there.
At all this stuff he's brought.
Dang.
What is this?
That's one of the Hue
cards. Oh, one of the cards.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And it comes in a disc, or it comes in a CD case, I guess?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look at that. That's interesting.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah.
We got you.
Yeah, your mic's on. Your mic's on. This is what he's showing us right here, is the case for whatever this is. I don't know. It's from Hudson Soft, but it's that game.
I think it was translated as Peach Boy.
Well, all right. Anyway, there's what the inside of it looks like, because... this is what was in it.
Mm-hmm. Hue card.
Yeah. What is this? So weird. Look at that. And you just plug that in. I plug that into the system and it would mm-hmm. play a game. All right. Interesting. When these didn't work, did you blow on them?
Most of the time we didn't have to.
They just worked.
Yeah. Not like the other ones.
Mm. Wow. That's fantastic.
They were a lot easier
Volume 55?
I don't know. I haven't done much research.
Like a series or something like that.
55?
It's kind of like PlayStation had those a while back. I forget the name of the series, but it was like a unfinished test this out, try it out, see how you like it. It was like Volume 20-something, Onichan Bar, and then Volume 26 was some adventure, then 27 was like a fighting game or anything like that. You know, just randomly put out stuff.
Yeah.
But stuff like that. So I can see that Volume 55 or whatever that series
is. He is unpacking a box here now. When you're done with that box, yeah, get it out of the way of the camera so that we can see all that stuff that you've got. Oh, good God. If you want to unpack all of that, you're more than welcome to, but if you just want to kind of give us the best you got,
yeah,
that's fine too. So
I'll just go ahead and unbox it and move it out of the way.
Again, This is one of the episodes where it's probably best you're watching it.
Yeah.
I hope 84, I hope you're tuning in. You're going to get a show.
This is probably one of these better ones where you can actually watch the show. But I'm looking at all of these different things that he's got here. This is a collector, folks. Mm-hmm. And not in a collector of collector's editions like I do, but this is a collector of the games themselves. Mm-hmm.
Do you recognize this?
I...
As on Nintendo.
I recognize the cover. I don't recognize what this is. If you tell me, I probably will.
That's a remake of Life Force on Nintendo.
Wow. I remember seeing this box in Movie Gallery or whatever it was at the back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Video Express. whenever I was doing the rentals. This is the Hue card version of that game. I'm hoping that is being displayed. Is that being displayed all right on the screen behind me?
Looks good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't that a side-scrolling shooter? Yeah. Verse shooter? Or something? Yeah, one of those two, yeah.
Side-scroller?
Yeah, because the name Salamander looks to...
Yeah, familiar to yeah, me, yeah, you know, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, this stack here is what came with the system, and roughly it was about 450 or so. It was the best deal for all the games that came with it. You know, some of them were pretty good for what he
had. Why was it the best deal? Why? What made it the best? Because it was $450 or what?
Well, most of the other ones with the bots were a little more than that, and this one came like 10, 11 games, and most of them were types that I like role-playing games, etc.
Yeah.
So.
Now, do these play? Were these playing in Japan? Are these playing in, like, what's the language?
Japanese.
Mm-hmm. So when you put them in the system, it's Japanese.
Yeah.
No way to change that to English subtitles? Nothing.
Back then, it was just going
to
be.
How do you know Japanese? What to do?
You played and figured it out by yourself.
Okay.
That's bingo. Look, when I played Castlevania Symphony of the Night, first one, it was the Japanese one. I didn't have the English one yet. I just imported that and started playing it. I didn't know what I picked up. I didn't know what it did, but I just figured it out along the way. But figuring it out was kind of fun, too, seeing what happens with it was basically a, let's see, what happens if I do this? Oh, I'll never do that again. That that killed me. And then, you know, just figured it out from there.
He's got a box worth, and all this is all I brought were the... This is my games here. He's got a box worth of
any consolation, I brought less.
So yeah, exactly.
You'll be fine.
Well, these are my autographed copies, you know. And uh-huh. I should have brought my Burnout copy that is completely autographed by the entire Criterion team.
Something else I want to mention about that. It's like you actually have other copies of that game as well, besides the ones that are autographed, right? It was like a comic books basically. You know, if you see a special issue, you know, you buy two, one for safekeeping and storage or autographing and the other to read.
Yeah, this one's something like that. These I have on display with all my other Uncharted stuff. And a bunch of other little dinky things as well. My mm-hmm. Batman statue from Arkham City.
Yeah.
My Nathan Drake statues from Uncharted 3 and Uncharted 4. The Christmas cards I got from Twisted Pixel mm-hmm. every year when they were doing that thing. Which, speaking of, I ran into Josh Bear from Twisted Pixel at PAX South last year.
Mm-hmm.
And he's all like, we got something coming, man. We got something brewing. I can't tell you about it. But if you can sign an NDA, I'd love for you to come to the studio and check it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking we'll hear something about it at E3 or nothing yet.
Yeah.
I have no idea what they're doing, but they're working on something.
Hopefully, he's hoping it wasn't canceled or anything like that.
I think we would have heard about it by now if it was, if that was the case.
Well, just hope I've pushed back then.
Yeah, I don't know what they were. Are you all settled there? Are you ready to go yet?
Maybe.
Okay. I honestly can't tell. I cannot tell. I hate this part. I hate this part about plastic when it gets yellow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember those nice whitish, grayish SNES controllers, and now they're this color.
Yeah.
Yep. I hate that, too.
It's just time. Nothing you can do about that. It's time.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Where do you want to start?
I don't know. That was my first. You know this stuff better than I do. So why don't you start wherever you feel like starting?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we go over the ones that came with the system?
All right. Mm-hmm. And the system we're talking about here is the PC Duo R. Yeah. Well, they can see it better this way.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. There it is.
So here it is. There, that pops up. Put your CD in there. Move this mic over. Put your CD in there. See, that's the busy light. Where did you stick the card?
Two cards.
Oh.
Is it on the side? Where? Oh, right here?
Yeah. Flips up.
Oh, that flips up. Okay, that flips up, and then you put the card in into that slot there. So I'm hoping this is showing on camera, because I can't see.
Now, what year did that system come out?
Let's see. It was the same time in Japan when the TurboGrafx came out in the early 90s.
Okay.
And if people listening on or tuning in, the PC Engine was a Japanese version of the TurboGrafx 16. Same thing. Just
okay.
But an interesting fact that I found out what they did to make it where you couldn't play import games on the U.S. system, they actually took the contacts, certain contacts on the game and swapped them completely and flipped them so they wouldn't even work.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's a memory card for backing up your data of the whole system, which I'm glad the battery still works in it.
Yeah.
Just like there's a battery in this card?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's like my Dreamcast VMUs. I'm like, right, sometimes I activate the things. I'm like, why is it still working? It's been years since I activated this thing at all. Why is it still working, man?
And why can't they put those batteries in more things that we use if they can last that long?
Yeah.
Yeah, now remember, we've only got we've got an hour where we have to take a break in between, so and we still got loot crate boxes to open up, so I'm not saying rush.
Well, this is Sherlock Holmes.
This is interesting to me. I don't know why, because it's Sherlock Holmes, but it's a Japanese video game based on Sherlock Holmes.
Japan's take on Sherlock Holmes, yeah.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Got a couple sports games here as well, some football and soccer, which, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here.
American rules football, I think that's what they call it around the world.
Yeah, there's all the characters look the same.
Mm-hmm.
They look like characters from, what, Super Dodgeball or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
CD cases are... What the... Little bit of
sponge. Yeah.
Yeah,
like the ones that come with the Sega CD.
Yeah.
That's unreal, true. Man. I just... This is a history lesson for me as much as it is, I think, anybody else. Yeah. But,
I mean, I dabbled in importing myself, but yeah. I mean, we had to deal with that that language barrier. We got over it. The one thing I couldn't get through was Sakura Wars. That was a text-based RPG, and I just picked it up for nostalgia, but, you know, there was no way I was going to be able to read or understand what was going on in the dialogue of that. That was just a pure collectible thing purchase I picked up.
What else you got?
These are role-playing games, which the only one you can actually read the title is that first one.
Neo Metal Fantasy.
Hmm.
That's it. The rest of the titles are...
who knows what.
Yeah. There's that one. And then there's Neo Metal Fantasy, which, I mean, look at how exciting that looks. Just putting the title on the thing.
Now, what I found out that people out there that do the ROMs and do...
This one I like. I don't know what it is, but that one I like. I like the art. It's very Geiger-ish-esque.
Can't remember.
Oh, this one I can read. War of the Dead. It is War of the Dead. If you can see that there. She is on the hunt. And then Australius.
My best guess, too.
Is what this apparently is. Let me tell you, the artwork on the front and the screenshots on the back are not one and the same on that thing, by the way. There's the artwork on the front. Let me show you the screenshots on the back. Yeah, you're getting gypped on that one, because there's no way you're playing that cover art.
And these are just some random ones. The only one on the top here is, I remember, is the pinball game Alien Crush.
Pinball!
Sounds familiar.
There's Alien Crush.
I may have seen that table before somewhere.
I don't know what that is. Yeah. I don't know what this is. But I like it. I don't know what that is, but I like it. There you go. Whatever that is. There.
Some also notes about the import games is comparing the covers of Japanese to the ones in the States.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
You'd usually have a very big difference most of the time.
A
there,
huge difference,
depending
yeah
on what was displayed.
Yeah. Europe, too. Well, everybody else, yeah.
While he's looking through stuff,
yeah.
What else did you bring? You brought something from Catherine, right?
Yeah, Catherine. I brought the PS3 special edition of Catherine. I brought that with me.
What is in that?
You had a soundtrack, art book, the game itself, of course, and you had the clothes that Vincent, the main character in the story, would wear throughout the game. Yeah, I think he had a shirt that had a probably have to get out of there and bring it out, but I know he had
it's
the
right behind
right
you
behind me. Okay, yeah, he had the yeah boxers with
I put it in the chair behind you.
The heart boxers that he wears in the climbing
so
stages.
You got a pair of boxers.
You got a pair of boxers,
okay,
in this thing with it, and you had one of his t-shirts that he wore in there as well. The whole thing comes into a Stray Sheep pizza box. One of the restaurant you're going to is Stray Sheep bar, and they serve pizza there, so you get a little pizza box that everything comes
okay
into as well.
Not
so
familiar with it at all.
Yeah, what, Catherine?
Yeah, not familiar. Yeah, exactly. The only part of Catherine I know is when they climb the thing.
Yeah, well,
that's
yeah
all I know.
The boxes you wear, that's in there's with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice little stuff from here and there, and whatnot. Mm-hmm.
And what else? Oh, that's one of the controllers for the game. Mm-hmm. What is this? Is this a
multi-tap?
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So that you could have more than, I guess, what, one player? How many were on the system itself? Just the one?
Just one without the tap.
Yeah, and so if you had the tap on it, you could get, you could have five people playing the game. There you go. What else did you bring here, Chris?
These are all shooters. The first two are parodies of other ones in this stack, and some of these were some of the most expensive import games I've seen. Some of these were $80 or $90 a piece.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
Did they never show up in the on the in the States? Is that why they're so high?
Well, mostly it's
well, there's that guy again from the other thing.
That was a sequel or prequel to probably that same series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry about the camera movement there. Sindbad. I'm not kidding. It says Sindbad on it.
I think that was something based on Sinbad.
Forgotten Worlds. Final Soldier.
Oh, Forgotten Worlds.
Super Star Soldier.
Forgotten Worlds. Capcom?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was a good one.
And this is Parodius, which...
Parodius,
yeah.
Konami. Side shooter,
Yep. And the other one was Star...
Star Parrier or something like that.
I don't know.
I done forgot how to
pronounce it. I got the word star. That's all I got on that one. So, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, you've seen the Rama 1/2 series, RJ?
Yeah, I've seen that.
This is the one that has nudity in it.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, the series had that. No, the series had nudity as well. Yeah.
That one did, but yeah. I was kind of surprised when
I think all of her works was like that.
When you were playing it and found out that it had that in there and you didn't know?
I'd read it. Some of them did have that, and of course, Japan is way different than America. I mean, that's part of their culture. You know, they don't mind about doing things like that. And they actually had, I remember reading into it, they actually had adult content games and stuff just for the systems that adults would play that has...
Yeah, mainstream, yeah.
What else you got over there? Because I see boxes. I see game boxes.
I won't be able to go into everything, but...
I know, but I'm seeing Star Tropics, which is my, I know these. Here we go.
Yeah, this is Dragon Warrior 1 through 4, and they have everything, the maps that came with it, everything that you could get in there.
This, man. This is fantastic.
Cloth or paper? Maps.
They were paper.
Paper maps, yeah, because I think the... A lot of the collectibles now in that type of game, they're doing the cloth maps
now. This is a game box right here, folks. This is a game box. This is nice. This is like holding a book.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like it anyway. This Dragon Warrior. This is fantastic.
I have to thank Nintendo for sending that copy to me 3 years ago and got me started on all these role-playing games.
Nintendo Power, somebody had a thing where you could get that free, and I want to say I participated in that and actually got it for free. Dragon Warrior 2, and then 3, and then 4.
4 was good. I think I've actually went through and beat it like 3 or 4 times.
1989, 1990, 1991... In 1992. Oh, they were annual releases.
Mm-hmm.
This is not something you could get. You could not get something like, not Dragon Warrior, but what is the, what was the game that EA did? Dragon Age.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what, Dragon Age, Dragon Age 1, or Dragon Age 2, and then Dragon Age,
some side story, wasn't it?
I can't remember. I'm drawing a complete blank right now. But annual franchises didn't start with just Madden and Assassin's Creed and stuff like that and Call of Duty. They were doing it back in the day.
Mm-hmm. And remember, if people were listening on a couple weeks ago...
That's right, where Star Tropics came with a letter, and there's the letter. And if you dip this in water...
It would be in the second blank area.
Huh.
I've actually looked up pictures on Google to see what it looked like, because as you said, I'm not touching it.
Yeah. Dear Mike, I'm sorry I did not write you sooner, but I just returned from a long voyage in the islands in search of lost ruins and artifacts. I was very pleased to find your letter upon my return. Boy, time sure is flying by. Last time I saw you were just starting school, and now, 15 years old, an honor student and captain of your high school baseball team. I think it's a great idea that you visit me during your vacation. I'm sure that you'll enjoy the tropical islands, the blue water, and the friendly people you'll find living under the Southern Cross. You can even take a cruise in my super submarine, Subsea. I have enclosed some pictures and a map of Sea Island for you. Hope to see you soon and give my regards to your family. Sincerely, Uncle Steve. Caution. Do not taste, eat, or otherwise consume this paper. I'm not exactly sure why they were concerned about that or if this is something...
Vega kids will stick anything in their mouth?
I suppose. Mm-hmm. Note, this letter is very important, so please hold on to it till the end of the game. That is fan, man, that's awesome. I love that you have this. I need this. Stuff like this makes me want to go digging because I know I've got my games sitting around somewhere.
Yeah, look, I was helping my parents clean up the storage house, and lo and behold, there was my old game cases.
Yeah, man, before there was a show called Hoarders or anything, I was doing it because I was hanging on to my boxes for all of my games. I did not throw any of that stuff away.
And this is a rare treat. I've got one open and one sealed.
Look at that. Yep. Zoda's Revenge, Star Tropics 2. Mike is ready for another adventure. 1994. What's the year on that one? What's that year?
90.
1990 to 1994, yeah. Mm-hmm. That seems more like what you would get out of a sequel being made out of these video games. That's fantastic, man. Mm-hmm. That is just fantastic. All right, we're at the point where we need to take a break. So we're going to do that. And when you come back... we're going to quickly go through the collector's edition of that Final Fantasy thing you got there. And then we're going to open up some loot crates. And like I said, if you've got any game collectibles or any questions or anything like that, give us a call. Talk to us. 334-272-9228 is the number. We'll be back with more of In-Game Chat here in just a moment. Here is music from Battlefield 2. And welcome back to In-Game Chat, music from Killer Instinct. I'm Scott, I'm joined by RJ, and our guest today is Chris, who brought in a bunch of gaming collectible things, which is why I always say, for this episode in particular, much better to be watching the show on Twitch. But we appreciate listening or watching, whichever way you're doing it, so you can actually see all the things we brought in. The next thing he's got here is the Final Fantasy XV Big Collector's Edition thing. What is that?
Postcards.
Oh, postcards? Mm-hmm. All right.
Five of them.
Yeah. What's in the box, as they say?
Final Fantasy 15.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff in that box, though.
But, you know, for a console, actually.
There's a lot of stuff in this box. So, take that stuff out of there. Ooh. All right. He's just going to flip it over.
Easiest way. They don't even have handles on the side.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It was weird how my... you set that on the floor there.
You want to show the box off?
Let's see what's inside. It's because we only got a little bit of time here. That's a nice looking box.
Mm-hmm.
He said about a box. Oh, wow. Look at how it opens up. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. So you can get everything out of there, I guess. It comes in multiple boxes inside one box. Look at all this.
This is the toy figure of Noctis.
Okay. I don't know. I haven't started playing this yet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can give you tips on how to do good on it.
Look at that. There you go. Nice. I did cancel my order for Microsoft because I never sent it. I went to Best Buy and I got Dead Rising 4, I got Final Fantasy 15. I switched that over to PS4 because of the VR integration, because he sent me a little message saying that it does have VR, or it will eventually have VR capabilities in it.
Right.
And I picked up Watch Dogs 2 as well. So I got two games for the price of... three games for the price of two.
Okay.
Right. And what is in there? Does it game? Oh, okay, nice.
Yeah.
That looks really good.
Yeah.
And then inside that is like everything that you bought. Two steelbooks. Or is it three? Look at these, are nice. Special soundtrack, Final Fantasy 15, Ultimate Collector's Edition, Kingsglaive, movie.
That's the movie you talked about last time, wasn't it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then Brotherhood is in this one as well. Okay, so so it's two steelbooks, four things total. So Final Fantasy 15 and Kingsglaive movie are in one of the steelbooks. The soundtrack and then Brotherhood is in the second steelbook there. Mm. And then it comes with an art book, I guess. That's an art book.
Art book, yeah.
Yeah, really nice.
Hardcover, you know, good.
I'm sure it's great on the inside. He has not even taken the shrink wrap off of it yet.
Mm-hmm.
What else are you looking at here? Oh, okay.
That's it for the box.
Okay. Well, fantastic, man. Right. Let's open up some loot crates.
All right.
And we're going to start. We're going to start with the anime portion of Loot Crate.
All right.
By the way, if you would like to get in Loot Crate, just check out lootcrate.com and subscribe. Monthly subscription, and they send you things. You can sign up for the anime. You can sign up for the pets. You can sign up for the other stuff there. So. It's not just a surprise with whatever you get. Now, since Chris is here and RJ is here, I think we're covered as far as
maybe
my ignorance of what this stuff is. I already don't know what this is. Bleach.
Oh, I do.
Okay.
These are pants.
Pajama pants?
I guess.
Had to be.
Yeah. You know how it works.
Yep. So, camera. All right.
Oh, a nice little scroll. But I can't, I don't know what's, oh wait, here we go. I don't necessarily want to, I'm going to do it anyway. You know what that is? Gintama?
Gintama?
Don't recognize it offhand.
Yeah, that's a little anime series, little comedic anime series.
Okay.
One I've not seen.
Well, there's the scroll. Okay. If you can take that, show it off a little bit, and then scroll it up again. I don't know.
Roll it up.
Yeah. Scroll it up again. We've got it's a phone charm. I don't know what characters this is. Do you have any idea?
Nope.
Okay. Apparently, Chris is not going to be helpful this episode for these things. I don't know who that is. It's just a phone charm. But I don't know who's in it. I'm going to turn your mic off real quick there, Chris, while you do all that.
Little kendo girl.
Here's a manga. It is Sword Art Online Progressive.
Nice.
That I can tell you about.
I'm sorry?
That I can tell you about.
Okay, well, that's what comes in it. And then it's also got... I don't know what this is. Well, okay, so when you open this up... So you have to take this out. I don't know what... Again... I have no idea what this little tiny box is. There's some felt stuff that I'm trying to... Oh, that's really nice. It is a sword of some kind, a little tiny sword.
Is that Cloud Sword?
No, this is from... Oh, Jesus. Kentaro Miura...
Let's see.
Hakushinen Berserker thing?
Berserker?
Yeah.
Guts.
Yeah, Guts.
Right?
Guts.
Berserk.
Yeah.
Yeah, Guts is sword. Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Been a while since I've seen that.
Yeah.
Chris, I'm going to give this box to you, and you get to keep that box. That box is yours.
Mm-hmm.
With all the stuff that came in it.
Yep.
That's completely yours.
There you go.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You can have that. I figured you might probably like it, you know? You know the stuff, I guess. So,
somewhat.
There you go. And the fact that you call us all the time, you support us. Take that box.
Yep.
You can have
Chat room likes it too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Here is Loot Pets. What is our theme? Well, we don't have a theme. Well, at least the box doesn't have a theme. Mm-hmm. The contents may. Oh, here's a dog collar. I have no idea what it's from. Never mind, now I do. It's Doctor Strange. If you've seen the movie, this is the eye thing that he wears around his neck to control time and stuff like that. It's a little dog collar thing. Yeah. There's a shirt, and it is a Christmas sweater thing, but it's Doctor Strange, and it's for your dog.
Oh, there's the theme.
Yeah, it's for your dog. Here is a leash. No, it's a dog collar. Mm-hmm. The one ring dog collar, elfish around the dog collar there. Mm-hmm. So that. Dental cleaning treats for dogs. It's wizard wands. There, that'll clean the dog's teeth. And then there's this thing from Steven Universe.
It looks like Hello Kitty from the back.
All right, and it squeaks. So there you go. Steven Universe is a show I have not watched, but I've heard plenty of good things about. So, well, that was a really easy box to unbox and to put back together. There you go. As he tries to hurry through this, because time is running out. All right. How do you find your dog after you put the collar on? That's a good question. Here is the Lootware. This is from October. I got this in late. I always love the way you open these bags. Mm-hmm. It's Pac-Man with dots going across.
Nice.
It's always fun.
Waka waka.
Yep. I gotta play some more Championship Edition.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
It's been a while. Yeah.
Our scores are probably near the bottom by now.
What do we have in here? Socks. Who doesn't love a good pair of socks in the holidays? It is the Walking Dead socks. It's just a bunch of socks with weapons on it.
Yep, a bunch of weapons on it, yep.
Okay, sure. Let's make socks with a bunch of weapons on it. Well, what do we call it? I don't know. What show or comic or something has a bunch of weapons?
Well, speaking of weapons and what happened in the first part of season 7, is that on there?
I see sword, I see guns plenty, I see a crossbow. I do not see a baseball bat.
Mm.
So,
oh well.
Here is more. This is Shaun of the Dead t-shirt. There you are. Mm-hmm. Has a shovel on it and what, a cricket mallet? On the t-shirt. This is boxers. Guess what? Walking Dead again. Again, weapons all over the place. I still don't see a baseball bat, though. Mm. No baseball bat. What is this? Oh, that's my... it's my throwaway. My invoice. There's that. Oh, sweet. God, there's a bunch of clothing items in this thing. Is this two different? Okay. Oh, this is Alien. And it's like a little Henley shirt. And it's got, there you go, a long sleeve, like baseball type jersey from Weyland-Yutani Corporation. Yeah. Fantastic. Edward Scissorhands. Aw, that's all kinds of sad. Hold me, I can't. There you go. There's the t-shirt. Is that all that came in? This is in a bag. No, there's more. Good Lord.
Just keeps giving.
Socks again?
Mm-hmm.
Socks again. These are nice socks, actually. These are, it's pretty obvious. Jack Skellington socks. Nightmare Before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people who would want that, actually. And I think that is all. Yeah, that is all for that one. RJ, I'm going to hand this to you.
Yep.
I'm going to hand all this to you
mm-hmm.
to see if you can't put all that stuff back in. Luckily, it's a lot of cloth items, so just shove them back in there.
I can crush it in there.
There you go.
Yeah, it should fit.
Just shove them back in there.
It will. It will fit.
And then we have the final thing to open up, which is the loot crate itself. The main loot crate. Pretty big box for this month, and I want to say this is November's Loot Crate. I get these pieces in like every now and again, you know, every week a new piece comes in, and so I kind of wait until we get all of them together before I do one of the unboxings. Otherwise, I'd be doing one every week, and it's kind of nice to keep the theme going. So here is Loot Crate for November. I can't tell you what the theme is at the moment because I don't know. It looks like it's... The box has a bunch of like potions and things, Eye of Newt, stuff like that on the front of it. All right, so we've got a shirt. This is a Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them shirt. I have no idea. I have not seen the movie. So I can't tell you any kind of reference for what that is. We have a book. It's a Game of Thrones notebook or something. You know, I'm not sure what this actually is.
It's like a journal.
Like a diary journal thing, but it's Game of Thrones related. The front is The Night is Dark, and then the back it shows one of the walkers.
That looks like a journal to me.
Yeah, and full of terror. There is a pen from the Elder Scrolls. It is, of course, that logo for Elder Scrolls. What else we got in here? We've got... test your Fantastic Beast knowledge. Prep for the holiday with the Loot Crate gift guide. There's a bunch of gift guides in here. Mm. We have a comic book. It is issue number 1 from Boom Studios of Big Trouble in Little China, Escape from New York. Apparently a combo thing of the two characters from Carpenter's Works. I think that was Carpenter.
Looks like some combined reality type.
Yeah, it is. It's like Big Trouble in Little China meets Escape from New York.
Yeah.
Which I'm totally okay with. I like that. I like that idea. And then we've got a... a Q-Fig doll, Doctor Strange. You can actually see it better on the back. So, there we go. I'm going to put these back up. So there is... this is another one that was fairly easy to repackage. Did I leave anything out? Really? That's it? Mm-hmm. Did I give you anything?
Yeah, this bag of clothes.
Seems kind of limited in that box to me. So, all right. So there we go. We have unboxed all of that. And the only thing that I did not get around to showing... Loot Crate... Shadzar in the chat room says, Loot Crate themes are often all over the place. You're exactly right. They are.
Two Doctor Stranges followed by Lord of the Rings.
You know, and then some Walking Dead one that kind of got in there late. Do a chat room roll call real quick from everybody who's joined us. Veer Fortis, The Gamer Me, Shadzar, Matsu, Hooploaf, 462, Evan 04111, Drunk Degenerates, Cavalier UK, Badger Dash, Arioka, and AC Wraith. Also, Nate joined us in the chat room, as well as Lavos hanging out there as well. Thank you all for watching the show. We do appreciate it. This other thing that I didn't get to show off, and I'll do this real quick.
Yeah. I think I looked it up on eBay. It was I think someone was trying to sell that for $2,000.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
good Lord.
Wow. So this is the Uncharted. There's nothing on the thing that tells me what it is. Mm-hmm. It's Uncharted 2, and it is the like Fortune Hunters edition. You can see on the back there with that, and then here, it's a big box. Mm-hmm. And when you open it up, on the inside cover, see if I can do this without breaking everything, is the autographs on this side.
Oh, that's awesome.
Of the entire staff that worked on it.
Yeah.
So Neil's name is on here somewhere. Amy's, I'm sure, is on here somewhere. I don't recognize any of them. Note, the Furba dagger replica is a collectible art piece. It is for ornamental purposes only. do not use as a weapon. Well, you know what? I don't think I will. So you open it up, and it's got these pages that give you things about the hero. You know, just it just gives you background of the characters in the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm wondering if this was for a press. They didn't make very many of these. They made very few of these, and it sort of doubles as like an art book or something.
I
like want to
say the eBay place I was looking at was either 200 or 400 made. Or something along those lines.
This is the content for downloading the special edition stuff. The digital treasure map, a theme, the multiplayer content that would be in this game. And in fact, the game is still in here. Cellophaned. Completely wrapped. Never unboxed it. And then the soundtrack... Are there two discs of this? Oh, I have two soundtracks. So there are two soundtracks for the game in here.
It says only 200 exists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Massively limited.
Yeah.
Massively limited.
I see things like that, and I still miss. Still get a little ticked about what happened with Bayonetta. Only available in one country, and the country that had it banned the game.
So yeah. That is my probably my most prized possession out of my video game stuff is this thing right here, especially if you told me they want $2,000 online for it.
Oh, it's much higher in other countries as well,
but the fact that that's actually autographed means it's going to even go more than $2,000.
Yeah,
something you don't want to part with.
Of course not.
Well, you know, Amy sent that to me as a gift, and I remember that was not expected. She said she would try, but with the and I didn't ask her for it, honestly. But she said that she would try to get one of those, but because they are so limited, it's very. But everybody, I think she said that everybody on the staff got a copy, got that.
Mm-hmm. Now, does that thing have a like collectibles that are really rare? It's like you got the fraction on there, like. 100 out of 200, you know, 108
out of 200.
No,
it's not numbered.
No, okay.
It's not numbered that I know of. I you know what? The dagger replica might be.
Okay.
But that's at the house.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be numbered. But when I got that, that was completely unexpected. And I immediately sent her a message. I said, oh my God, it's here. Thank you. I sent her pictures and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And she specifically said, I better not see that. I better never see that on eBay.
No, you won't.
Yeah. And I said, no, you will not. You will never see that on eBay.
If it is, something bad happened to you.
You might see it on Craigslist, but you won't see it. No. I think I'll take that down to GameStop and do a trade-in.
And that'll give you about $15 for it.
Yeah. Best I can do is $2.50.
15 cents. Give you 15 cents.
No, that is not going anywhere. That is going to stay on display in the house with all of my other stuff. And I think that mask is actually going to make a display piece as well. This mask is fantastic.
Yeah, Dishonored, the Dishonored 2 mask, yeah.
This is unreal, this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very well put together. All of this is, you know, authentic. And I say authentic, whatever. This part, the red part that's cloth-like feels cloth-like, you know. It's fully formed.
Yeah, it looks functional. Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
Looks very functional. It's very cool. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's going to be our show because we have got to put all this stuff up.
Yep.
Chris, thank you so much for coming.
Oh, no problem.
Much obliged, man.
And bringing all this stuff. Yeah. We couldn't do it last week because of the weather, but thank you so much for coming this week for it. Matt will be back with us next week. Want to thank everybody for joining us in the chat room. We are ending a little bit early because we got to get all this stuff out of the way before Terry and his crew come in. Thanks, everybody, for listening on the stream and on the radio. Thanks to everybody who grabs us each week from iTunes. And however you get our show for later use, we really appreciate it. Go to ingamechat.net. You can join us on Twitter, Facebook, our forums at colonyofgamers.com. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can subscribe to our Twitch channel that you're watching right now. If you're on Steam, join our Steam group. If you're on PS4, join our community there. And if you're on Xbox Live, you can join our group on Xbox One as well. So thanks, everybody. We appreciate it, and we will see you next Saturday. Here is music from, well, it says Video Game Bed. I don't exactly know what this is going to be. Let's play it and find out. Double Dragon?
Yep.
I think it's Double Dragon. Yeah. Okay. Double Dragon. We'll go out on Double Dragon. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.